Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Here today with us is, of course, our producer, Single Shot.
Ew.
Ayo.
Everybody having a good day?
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Today is actually Valentine's Day.
Gay.
Yes, it is. So very.
Fuck that. We're not going to talk about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about what dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm good bored.
Topic. Okay. Anybody have any current news about dinosaurs? Anything you've seen lately?
More than news, I was just walking the other day. I was hiking, and I started thinking about how weird it is that dinosaurs just lived on this planet. These giant buildings could be dinosaurs, and they're just roaming around and then wiped out.
Right.
Just like that.
That is insane, and it really sucks.
It still trips me.
There was a story in the news today about how the proposed asteroid that took out the dinosaurs may have been so powerful that it cracked the ocean floor.
Oh, yes. And
about the volcanoes?
The underwater volcanoes. We saw that, too.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. It's weird that we're just, like, discovering all of this information. Like,
I feel like we still don't really know anything.
That's true.
We have, like, one piece of the puzzle.
Pretty much.
But, like, prehistoric times are fascinating to learn about. Well, I think so, anyway.
Dinosaurs are so weird.
They're cool.
They're pretty cool.
And birds are weird and disgusting, and birds are technically still dinosaurs.
That's true.
I was actually at a restaurant the other day, and there was birds, like, dive-bombing everyone. And their gross dinosaur legs. I just kept staring at them, and their beady eyes.
And the way they walk is funny, and they look like they're little dinosaurs. It's hilarious.
Yeah!
Birds are hilarious.
Well, what about reptiles?
Reptiles are not dinosaurs.
No, they're similar in ways.
Just because they're scaly?
I guess. I mean,
what about alligators? Well, look alligators at that. Lived around the time of dinosaurs, or like giant alligators.
It has to do with the way they walk and the way their joints work.
Like the way their body is structured.
Like lizards and alligators, for example, they walk to the side, and most dinosaurs walk like birds do.
Yeah, it's
upright.
The leg construction is what.
That's what classifies a dinosaur from another reptile.
Well, I learned something today. Thank
it's
you.
Like pterodactyls and a lot of the flying ones
typically
are
not
dinosaurs.
Right. They're pterosaurs.
Or what is it? Plesiosaur, the one that lives in the water.
Yeah,
plesiosaur is not a dinosaur. Loch Ness Monster. Not a dinosaur.
Boom.
Well, y'all schooled me for sure, because I did not have my facts straight on that.
When we think of dinosaurs, these are the creatures we think about.
Yeah, totally.
They lived during the same era, and it might not be the same genus or species, but...
How do you guys feel about velociraptors having feathers?
Isn't that something that came out recently?
Yeah, I'm for it. I mean,
what's the?
I guess it makes sense. They're little pointy faces.
But what's the? I mean, what was the reasoning behind thinking that they had feathers?
Just the way their bone structure is so similar to like a chicken.
Huh. And like you said, their head is kind of small.
And they actually did find fossils with feather-like imprints in the stone. Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
I wish I could just find like a really awesome fossil.
When I was younger, I used to think that I was going to dig and find like a Tyrannosaurus Rex head.
Me too. Did you ever want to be a paleontologist?
When I was in second grade.
Totally.
That was my dream job in first grade.
Absolutely. That's a great interest to have.
That's when Jurassic Park came out, and I was like, oh, I thought Dr. Alan Grant was like the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
He is. Cool. For real.
Do you guys feel about the new Jurassic Park that's coming out?
I'll see it. The new one.
I don't really care either. And like, also when Jurassic Park came out, that was when like animatronics and like CGI were kind of forming into one, and it was just the coolest thing to see.
Yeah, right. Totally.
It was insane.
Y'all remember how like, okay, it's the stupid internet thing going around about like it's a picture of Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Next to like, the dead triceratops. The quote unquote dead triceratops. Yes. And people were like, this guy killed this poor animal, probably the last one in the world, like being ridiculous about it.
And people right. believed it.
Yes.
So stupid.
Very stupid.
Can you guys imagine, though, like, a Jurassic Park actually existing in our life? Like, I would go visit. I wouldn't let my kid visit because it would probably
My life's mission would be to work there.
Wouldn't that be
Fuck
so
yeah.
cool?
That would be awesome.
It would never happen, but...
Well, maybe, like, animatronic dinosaurs. Or, like, robot dinosaurs.
They have a lot of, like... Okay, look at the woolly mammoth, for example. How
that
they're going to try to clone
though.
It. But still, it's, like...
At a certain point in time when amino acids in your DNA can't structurally form anymore, they're just decayed.
But haven't they found things like preserved from prehistoric times actually in amber or whatever?
Prehistory just means it's a time before man recorded history.
What if we were to use DNA from birds to create some weird genetic creature that was
like
similar to a dinosaur? Like, the way you can now take genes and create, like,
that's gene manipulation.
Baby.
That's totally plausible, but you still have to find a connection between dinosaurs and birds, and
I think
it's still
possible.
Not there.
Well, okay, not
you can't
right
even
now.
Find a connection between humans and primates.
Not right
Wait,
now.
What? I didn't,
but I think...
I didn't hear about that.
What do you mean? You don't know anything about
evolution?
What do you
yeah.
mean? Yes, like how we're derived from apes.
Right.
But why, what
still
is
it? Can't prove it, though.
How?
Because there's no... They still haven't found missing links.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's huge gaps in the chain between features of a primate man and regular man. So.
I feel like we really don't know that much about anything. Like our oceans, we don't know anything about our oceans.
It's true.
95% of it, we don't know anything about. Like,
yeah,
we could
totally.
Still have dinosaurs living down there.
We probably
right.
do. Just look at all the possibilities. Look at all the things that have been recently coming out that are being found deep
what
into
about
the ocean.
That old shark. Did you guys hear about that old shark that was just recently found? That's he's probably been around forever.
Right, sharks can be hundreds of years old.
But no,
and
it's
sharks,
supposed to be like one of the oldest sharks.
Sharks in their nature are the least changed of all the species
smaller,
on Earth.
Right?
They've gotten smaller, they've gotten a little more agile, a little more efficient, but structurally they're pretty much the same what they used to be.
Did you know that sharks don't ever stop swimming?
They
right.
can't.
They can't, and so that is part of the reason that most aquariums cannot keep a great white. Actually, no aquarium has a great white because...
I don't think you're legally allowed to.
Well, but the places that have tried, I think Japan was the first place that tried to keep a great white, and they have one of the biggest aquariums,
right.
but it's still not enough space for the shark. And
crazy and die.
Well, yeah, but also there was like sharks are really they have like almost like sensors on their nose, so they're really sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one shark that they managed to keep there for a little while. Well, it started ramming its head into the glass like wall because there was some kind of electric. I don't know if it was like the heating for the tank or what it was, but like maybe not heating because it's so old. But so whatever it was causing the shark's like sensors to fuck up, and the shark was just ramming its head into this until it died.
Wow.
That is insane.
Yeah,
but it would be crazy to watch.
Yeah, that would be so interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys know about the dinosaur mummy?
No.
They found a dinosaur that had died, I forget in what, some sort of bog or something. And it was conditioned right to preserve, like, skin tissue and stuff in fossil form.
Cool.
So you actually see the patterns on the skin and what it looked like. And, you know, the colors, you don't get, like, what it's made of or anything.
The
but
texture
and that stuff is visible. It's kind of cool.
Could you imagine being the paleontologist or the person that finds this? Like,
yeah.
That would be, like, the best moment of your life to
forever,
find something that
yeah.
awesome.
Right. I'm just curious of now because I never topped that.
Yeah. Accomplishment of life.
They also found a bunch of eggs with dinosaurs inside them still.
What kind of dinosaur was it?
I forget.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Did it say how big the eggs were?
Dinosaur sized.
No, but like how far along?
Yeah, like
I don't know. It just had to be the timing was it had to be perfect, you know?
That's so crazy. That our world just leaves us clues as to, like, what happened millions and millions of years ago.
But they never
really
figure it out.
Yeah. Can you imagine if, like, we did live with dinosaurs right now? Like, everything would be destroyed. They'd still be living in, like, caves and running. And
what if you, like, domesticated them, though?
Oh,
they were,
saying,
like, giant
I
pets.
Domesticated them.
Flip of the big red dog.
Or Jurassic status. Park status, who trains velociraptors.
We probably wouldn't have any of the technology we have now.
Yeah, no, we'd be a dumb civilization.
Because
so.
We'd be relying on draft animals in the form of dinosaurs.
So weird.
It would be fun, though.
And then there's all kinds of other weird creatures. Like, there was a creature that I was reading about that was the size of a giraffe, but looked like a camel.
What?
But they're not sure if it had humps or not. But it had the, like, structure of a camel.
Wow.
Just the
size
of a giraffe.
That's the thing. Things back
then
used to be huge.
Big. Yeah.
Because, and they say it has a lot to do with how much oxygen was present on Earth at the time.
Oh.
So what does that mean?
Because there were so many trees and things.
Yeah.
Pumping out so much oxygen that things could get more air into their blood and they could grow bigger.
That's so interesting.
Maybe why we're all so fucking small and stupid today.
But have you noticed that the newer generations of people are getting bigger and bigger?
And we've been taking steps to clean the air in the past 30 years.
Have we?
Antibiotics and meat, that's my guess.
That's my guess, too.
Well, it's fucking crazy, though. Like,
but, like, insects the size of your car?
That would be awesome.
They only existed because there was that much oxygen in the air.
So if there were that much oxygen in the air, wouldn't we be bigger?
We'd probably be dead.
Oh.
Or evolution, or, I mean, we all adapt.
Or we'd adapt, or would have evolved to breed something else.
We had, like, gills.
That's what I mean,
something.
Like, that would be fucking crazy awesome experience, but it's never going to happen.
Have you ever heard the theory that, like, what is it, some primates went into water, some primates stayed on land,
seen
and
that.
The dolphins and stuff, or the people of the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
Mermaid theory.
Yeah.
I should do another, episode just on mermaids.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that, though.
Oh, well,
very cool.
Okay, so just recently I also read that, like, Google Maps, you know how you can, like, basically see everything?
Yeah.
Well, this guy discovered pyramids in Antarctica because they're assuming when it was Pangaea, Antarctica was closer, whatever. Okay, so if the pyramids were built there, like, and it is, everything that we know is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, what if there was a time period where we were living with some sort of giant animal like a dinosaur, whether it is or not?
That would be very awesome.
It's cool to think about. There's a lot we don't know about Antarctica because everything is hundreds of feet under the ice.
Yeah.
As it starts melting, we find more and more stuff coming out.
Like, that's what we're going to find. Yes.
Out of the ice. That'd be fucking awesome.
So,
that's
what
we're
going to
find Mickey Mouse's, or what's his name? Walt Disney.
Walt
Disney's
head. Or body, yeah. I'm thinking Futurama.
So we'll figure it out.
I'm such a basic bitch. I love Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Rolling?
And Velociraptor, because I imagine him to, like, rap. Like, my cartoon version. Yeah.
Mine. Okay, I just remember we used to play this video game, and it was, like, dinosaur-related, and you could Compsognathius. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the little ones.
Chicken dinosaurs.
I love them. They're so cute.
Are they meat eaters?
Yeah, little scavengers.
They're little tiny. Yeah, but they're adorable. I have one.
They're
the
ones that eat girls' ankles in the second Jurassic Park movie.
Oh.
On the beach.
That would be me if I were a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're my favorite.
My favorite dinosaur is Stegosaurus.
Why?
Because it's big and it has fins all down its back, which is kind of cool. And it has spikes on its tail, which means it's not a total wimp.
Did you know that the Stegosaurus' brain is the size of a walnut?
Most dinosaurs' brains are really small compared to the rest of your body.
That's crazy.
Compared to, like, a velociraptor who was so smart as a hunter.
Yeah, it could have had a bigger brain, but we don't know how they hunted or anything like that. We can only infer what we can from the size of their skull and
the
cavities inside. No.
Wait, what? I don't know.
Look at the structure of a skull, and you can figure out where everything belongs in the skull.
Wow.
That determines the ratio of the brain, and the hemispheres of the brain, and how the brain operates. how big the eyes were, which way they faced, how they looked, how their teeth were, muscle structure. Cool.
What if they didn't see in color? They only saw in like black and white.
There's always that possibility.
That's awesome.
But we'll never know because you don't have that tissue to study.
I just want to know all the answers to the world. Like, was it the asteroid that killed them? Was it volcanoes? Was it a lack of sunlight because of the volcanoes? Was it, what was it that can wipe out an entire species?
I think it was all the above.
Yeah.
And
an asteroid so catastrophic in size that it cracked the Earth, filled the sky with soot, caused eruptions around the planet, changed weather, changed the position of things.
And
like the Earth, they say their impact was so large that the Earth slowed down.
That's awesome. That is going to be like,
they could happen again. It's just an asteroid flying in space right now. That could
one passed us today. Did you know that?
What? No, I didn't know that.
An asteroid about 500 kilometers.
Just
no, 500. I don't know what it was. Maybe 500 meters. It was tiny. It flew past us today. About a fifth of the distance between Earth and the moon.
We could have been dinosaurs and been extinct.
Probably not. It was too small.
We couldn't even know. Imagine that. Like.
Probably would have just burned up.
It's crazy to think about.
I think also, though...
You can thank Jupiter for keeping you alive.
Yes, Jupiter is a big bitch.
It's an asteroid catcher.
It saves our lives.
Awesome. Okay, another question.
Okay.
What's your favorite dinosaur from Land Before Time?
Oh, my God.
Sarah, she's a bitch.
So her laugh is so... Or her scream is so annoying.
Sarah, yeah. Sarah? And you would be Ducky.
Why would I be Ducky?
Because you're small and frail.
But I don't worry about
Triceratops is my second favorite dinosaur.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know the horns are made of fingernail or were the same texture or material of fingernails? Isn't that weird?
Yeah. If it's true. I mean, I know rhinos are, but we don't know anything about anything dinosaurs.
Assumptions.
I think dinosaurs were bone.
That's so weird.
Some kind.
It's a possibility.
I have to look that up now. I'm curious.
We should look up a lot of things about dinosaurs.
Read. Learn.
You didn't answer the question, though.
Oh, who's my favorite? Sharktooth. Because he just fucks shit up.
Just T-Rex across the board.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Yeah, because he literally just fucks shit up.
My
favorite. And he has tiny arms.
Big domed out animal with tiny arms. It's
you. Yeah, that's me. Exactly.
My favorite is... baby little foot inside the leaf.
Oh,
or with the leaf.
God.
When he's so little and cute and playing with it, or like curling
just
up in
that one.
Just that one little foot. That one moment.
I think I almost cried during that time every time I watched.
Oh my God, y'all.
Confession. Okay, my kid made me watch Cars 3 the other day.
Oh God.
And in the beginning, spoiler alert, whenever Lightning McQueen is about to crash, like, I tear up. I really do.
About a car.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
Voiced by Owen Wilson.
It's so sad. It is so sad. For real.
You're ridiculous.
Okay, watch it and tell me you don't feel the same way.
I really never got into Cars.
Okay, then watch the movie Inside Out.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I like that movie.
Why?
It's fucking sad.
Yes, thank you. It's so sad.
What about Up? Up always got me too. Just the first 10
up.
Seconds.
I didn't either.
And I go fat kid. And I like the old man. And like
the
art
first
style.
10 seconds of it, the little story of like the wife and how cute she is as a kid, and then
she
you're
died.
It's so sad.
Interesting.
And then he becomes all bitter.
Bitter old man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that was.
That was a little bit too much about love, so you need to keep it away from that Valentine's garbage. Get back
true.
To dinosaurs, man.
That's true.
For real.
Talking about dinosaurs. Jesus
what other dinosaur movies are pretty fucking cool? What about We're Back?
We're Back. Yeah, that was just
I was thinking
thing.
About that earlier.
We
I don't like
to
that
watch,
movie too much.
It's on Netflix right now.
We used to watch that movie all the time in school growing
us
up.
Us too, but, like, man.
Yeah.
So dumb. You think
it is kind of annoying now watching it.
It's one of those 90s anime movies that's literally kind of fucked up when you think about it.
Why?
Because it's about a guy trying to turn dinosaurs back into carnivorous monsters.
Yeah, I guess
he turns two kids into monkeys, and come on.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of turning into monkeys, how do you feel about Jumanji?
I fucking love Jumanji.
I have not gotten to see the new one.
I haven't seen the new one.
Desperately want to.
I want to go and talk shit about it because it's never. You can't.
It's The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black.
I know.
And the bitch from Doctor Who.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot.
It can't be wrong. And what's his name? From.
But it's not the same.
Whatever. Nothing's going to be the same because Robin Williams
is dead. Y'all are ridiculous and he is dead and that does suck. But, okay, back to dinosaurs. Actually, let's talk about octopi today. Cephalopods.
How long or how old do you think, like, octopi? Because there's giant squids, there's giant octopus. Like,
yes.
Are they as old as dinosaurs?
I feel like they could be. I really, really do.
They've been hiding.
They're smart enough to be.
They are so smart. I'm pretty sure that that's the smartest species on Earth. I would say it's smarter than a dolphin.
I don't believe that dolphins are that smart. That's just my personal opinion, but whatever.
Wow, what a dolphin's in here.
Has no research for that.
I just think they're so overrated. Like, everybody, like, dolphins, like.
They are fucking clowns.
Pick a new species. There's plenty of them.
I mean, aren't orcas just as smart as dolphins? Orcas are pretty fucking smart and brutal.
True.
Like, talk about fucking lethal animals.
Figured out how to jump onto land and eat food and then go back
and eat. And then they fucking snap and kill fucking personal trainers.
And they toss fucking seals in the air and catch them.
And like laugh about it. They're like,
But, okay, personal confession.
Orcas are my favorite.
I used to like orcas until I learned that the white spots on them were not their eyes. And then I got really sad.
Yeah, you can see their eyes.
Shut up. Okay, when I was a kid, like, I legit was, like,
pissed
off.
Please tell me, single shot, that you knew that their eyes were not white.
I figured they had to have eyes.
Thank you.
I just thought, okay, whatever, but they would be way cuter if the white spot were their eyes.
That'd be creepy as fuck.
It would be awesome.
They're so cute. I always wanted to pet one. Like, you know, at SeaWorld when you're supposed to. Don't, like. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to pet one so bad, but I was always scared, too. I was like, that thing could just throw me in its mouth.
Yeah.
Toss me up like a seal.
I like belugas.
Belugas are cute.
They're cute. They're different.
Manatees.
Head deformities.
Manatees are so fat.
Manatees are the pandas of the ocean.
I know they're so lazy. They're just like, well,
not they're not even working to preserve their species.
No, they're just like,
they're just floating around getting hit by boats.
Okay, yeah. That too. It's our fault that like most of these animals are extinct. We just keep cutting down their home and then, oh, you're dead now because you don't have a place to live? Well,
I'm trying to think about it because the Earth is always going to renew itself. There's an equivalent exchange. You kill too much, you're going to get killed back.
Well, yeah, isn't it?
The
like,
Earth will always balance out whether we're here or not.
That's true. It's been doing it.
That's true. Was it in Florida where it was like they had a bunch of, I don't know, rats, so they released snakes? And, or maybe this is just a theory or a movie. I'm probably wrong. Just disregard everything I just said.
No, but I think I've heard something like that.
Yeah, and
then
they
have
like an
about.
Outbreak of giant snakes and like.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. It's something. I can't think of it right now. If it's
I know,
a movie or not.
In Australia, they released frogs to eat a certain species of moth that was killing the crops. Now they have too many frogs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We cannot play, like, with nature. Nature just does its own thing.
Right.
It does, totally.
Leave nature alone. It'll work itself out.
So,
I think pandas,
octopi,
the pandas are supposed to be extinct.
Pandas?
Because they serve no fucking use whatsoever.
They're like manatees. They're just so cute.
They can look, you can look cute all you want, but if you're not doing anything to preserve your species. They get pregnant like once every 2 years.
Yes.
And they don't even want to fuck when you put them together.
They're
like, they eat bamboo. What kind of berry to plant?
Yeah, that's weird.
You got grizzlies that just fucking slap salmon out of water and rip them to shreds.
I know, bears are pretty intense.
Pandas are stupid. Sorry. Sorry, China.
What about pandas that learn kung fu? I'm just kidding.
Only the ones voiced by Jack Black are cool.
But okay, going back to octopi, did you guys hear about the one in San Antonio that they could not keep in a tank? And I know there are octopus in tanks, because there's one in our aquarium here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one in San Antonio years ago that, this is like before they had surveillance, that was in its tank, and then fish started going missing.
Mm-hmm.
So they put video cameras in, and they found this octopus crawling out of its tank, going like on the floor, walking to a different tank, eating fish, and then walking back and going into its tank.
Fucking smart.
That is so fucking smart.
That's awesome.
And they're like, they can, they're like jelly. They can just fit through anything. They're the coolest.
Yes. Like, did you see that one on the boat? It just squeezed like its entire body through like a quarter sized hole in
as
the boat.
As long as the hole's bigger than its beak. It's the only hard part of its body.
It's the beak.
Yeah.
They can get through.
Why is it also related to a bird in that sense?
That it has a beak. Yes. I've always wondered that too.
So maybe it is a dinosaur.
I think it is.
I think it has a beak.
Blew my mind.
Just because it's the most effective tool for killing.
Ugh.
No other sea creatures have that. But there is a tooth that has a fish that has teeth.
Piranhas? Or other? Actually,
there was another one that they just found that has like a set of like human-like teeth.
Oh,
didn't you hear about that?
That's crazy.
Yes.
Parrotfish.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to look it up and see what it looks like. Have you guys ever heard of, or actually, I don't know if they're extinct or not, but I read about it in a book that is for kids. But it's basically the shape of a piranha. It looks like a piranha, but the teeth are part of its jaw, as far as, like, it doesn't have, you know, like, gums and teeth, like,
mm-hmm.
separate.
Mm-hmm.
Its mouth is basically just, like, a jaw.
Wow.
Like, a set of teeth.
Huh.
Very almost nice. Like a tool, like some kind of construction tool.
Oh, weird.
It's so weird. And I think that they're still alive.
Interesting. But what are they called?
I cannot remember. Okay. I read it on children's books, so I can't even tell you where to look it up.
I'm staying informed. Read children's books.
It's true.
But
children
also,
get the best books about zoology and things.
They really do. I remember when I was little, I had a cat book, and it was so informative, and now people are just like, kitty.
Cats are Satan.
I like cats.
Cats are the worst. They should go extinct.
Aw.
But there are too many in the world. They just, see, they are doing enough to keep their species alive.
Exactly.
They're doing the most.
They are.
Manatees, stop fucking around and get your shit together.
Did y'all see that one octopus that they put inside a jar, and it was like a screw-on lid, and he from the inside unscrewed the lid and escaped. Did you see that?
I've seen that.
It's awesome. And also, they've been like walking on beaches.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. I didn't know
they
that
are
they could,
so smart.
They are awesome.
Octopi can do that too.
They can. I love them. I wish I could have one as a pet. But
if I reincarnate, I'm coming back as an octopus.
That would be very fun. They're totally going to outlive
us. We're all dying.
All right. Well, on that note, I guess we'll just end this. Happy not Valentine's Day, everybody.
Dinosaur Day.
Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running.